together. As we worship this morning, I want to remind you that our mission boxes are by each door, and this morning our mission box goes to support the United Methodist Children's Home. Trinity particularly supports the youth camp that is in Madison and have long been supporters of that, and so we appreciate your generosity. This is a home that has children who are in need. Either their families aren't able to have them live with their families, or they're not able to live with their families, and so they live there at the Madison Youth Camp. So we thank you for your support for them. I also want to let you know that two Sundays from now is Palm Sunday. That is April 14th. And on April 14th, we will be doing something different again and have only two worship services. We will have the 9:40 service and the 11 o'clock service. So if you normally come to this service, it won't affect you. Our adult choirs will be combining to offer a Easter cantata, and it should be absolutely wonderful. But their voices won't hold out for three services. So we'll have no 8:15 service on that day, only the 9:40 and the 11 o'clock. And we look forward to seeing you at one of those. As we gather for worship this morning, we remember that this is a place where we hope everyone comes to feel at home and comes to feel like we are family. And so this morning I say to you, welcome home. And now let me invite you to stand up and say hello to somebody. Reach across the aisle, turn around a couple of rows, meet somebody that you don't know.
To boost its interest rates up to 18% as it battles against financial collapse. The move is designed to stabilize the economy.
Jesus, we pray and ask you to move on our behalf, to quell our fears, to soothe our worries, and to give us your peace to weather the storms we're in. We trust that you can distill it to nothing. We declare your name over our lives, knowing your power can calm the storm. Even in our deepest moments of sorrow, we remember the words in Luke, your mercy will shine on those living in darkness and guide our feet to the path of peace. All of the fear and darkness we might feel within us surrenders to you. Thank you for loving us and for your faithful presence. Amen. This next song, Tremble, the words are just so good. If you know it, sing it out. If not, just meditate on the words. It's real powerful.
Bring it all to peace. The storms surround you. Let it break. At your name, still. Call the sea to still. The rage in me to still. Every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, oh Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live, and call these lungs to sing once again. Darkness, Jesus, Jesus, the silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Focus our attention on spiritual practices of silence and silence. Church, we have the joy and the privilege and the responsibility of helping to bring hope and promise in a world where people often live in fear and doubt and confusion. I'm so glad that this week there is a team from Trinity that is spending time in Guatemala bringing some hope to folks there. They left yesterday morning, and I got word early this morning that they have arrived. I invite you to pray for that team of youth and adults as they are there this week. And to give thanks for this as one expression of Trinity going out into the world. One of the reasons that happens is because of your generosity, which helps support the many missional efforts and areas of focus of the church. Would you pray with me now over the gifts that we bring today to all? Oh God, it is truly a blessing. Bless the gifts that we bring today. May they be used wisely by your church to help fulfill your purposes for your children.
Many of you know, I grew up in Gainesville, and I grew up here in Trinity. And I am amazed when I look back and think about that time, how many actual servants blossomed, so did Dean's responsibilities. So the responsibilities grew for preaching and teaching, for pastoral care and for administration. And I would imagine that there were times where Dean felt like his life was public property. He didn't have any time to himself, whether that was at church or at home or at a restaurant or at a sporting event. He was constantly on demand from other people. One of the times that he had that was just for himself was when he would go jogging. And he would jog religiously every day. That was his time for solitude, for silence, for prayer. And he would usually go the same route every day, somewhere through Westside Park and around. Well, one particular day, I think he was having a day of needed escape. And he tells this story about on this day, feeling like he just didn't want to be with anyone anymore. He didn't want to talk to anyone anymore. He didn't want to say hello to anyone. Now, if you know Dean, he was pretty introverted, so that was the case a lot of the time. But that day, he decided he would go jogging, and he would even go to a different place so that he wouldn't run into the same people that he would run into. So he went over to Lake Alice. And there he was, jogging around Lake Alice, basking in the sun and in his medicine with one hand while I was nursing. And for Shelby, no distractions and lights dimmed down lower were better for her than she was nursing. And as she sat there and looked down at her sweet face, everything just seemed to come into focus again. And I think as she looked up into mine, she too could just
Him, it is well with my soul.
When peace like a